It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, did you hear which park was just named the very best state park in the entire nation?
I might have heard a bit.
Letchworth State Park.
That's the one.
Was just named the best state park in the nation.
Good for us.
In the 2025 USA Today 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. For best state park.
There it is.
Top the list.
Top
and it's
of
not
the
list. First time either, because it also topped the list back in 2015. So like every 10 years, it seems.
We come around.
Come back around. Yeah.
That's all right.
So Letchworth State Park is roughly 17 miles long, following the course of the beautiful Genesee River as it flows north through a deep gorge and over several large waterfalls.
The beautiful Genesee River.
The beautiful Genesee.
Yeah.
The territory of the park was long part of the homeland of the Seneca people, who were largely forced out after the American Revolutionary War as they had been allies of the defeated British.
Okay.
The Seneca called the land around this canyon the Vale of the Three Falls, and the Middle Falls was believed to be so wondrous it made the sun stop at midday.
Is that right?
That's right.
Very good.
So the park is named after a guy named William Prior Letchworth. Having first viewed the gorge that was to become the park from a train on the nearby railroad trestle in 1858, industrialist William Letchworth purchased an initial 190 acres of land near the Portage Falls in 1859 and subsequently began work on his Glen Iris estate.
Oh.
By purchasing the land, Letchworth successfully halted plans to install a hydroelectric dam in the gorge that would have altered the flow of the river and diminished flows over the large waterfalls.
Could you imagine that? It'd be more like Niagara Falls than like a beautiful park.
That's right. He enlisted the services of the famous landscape artist William Webster to design winding paths and roadways, rustic bridges, glistening lakes, and a sparkling fountain, and reportedly spent $500,000 improving the land. And this was back in 1858.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Letchworth spent the following years expanding his land holdings in the area. In 1906, Letchworth granted the Glen Iris and the surrounding 1,000 acres to the state of New York as a public park, intending to deter commercial businesses from damaging the fragile nature of the gorge and surrounding woodlands. Letchworth, having earned life residence at the Glen Iris, died there on December 1st, 1910.
Mm.
Within the park, there are three large waterfalls on the Genesee River and as many as 50 waterfalls found on the tributaries that flow into it.
Okay.
The largest of the falls is the Middle Falls, which is 107 feet tall. The rock walls of the gorge, which rise up to 600 feet in places, prompted the area's reputation as the Grand Canyon of the East.
There it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Erie Railroad Company built a wooden trestle bridge over the Genesee River just above the upper falls. Construction started on July 1st, 1851, and the bridge opened on August 16th, 1852. At the time, it was the longest and tallest wooden bridge in the world.
It is awful high.
Well,
like, I don't think you appreciate how high it is till you're like standing at the bottom looking up or standing at the top looking down.
So that wooden bridge burned down in the early morning hours of May 6, 1875.
Then that's not the one I'm talking about.
The bridge was a total loss, leaving only the concrete bridge abutments. Immediately after the fire, officials of the Erie Railroad Company moved quickly to replace the wooden bridge with an iron design. Construction began on June 8, 1875, and it opened for traffic on July 31st that same year. So they worked real fast.
They could build back then.
An incredible construction feat for that or any other time. It lasted until it was replaced by the current steel bridge in 2017, and it still carries the Southern Tier line of Norfolk Southern Railway.
Then it was the second one that I was thinking
of. Yeah.
Still tall.
Right.
So was it the same height?
See, I think
it must have been.
I would think so.
No, this one was a little
bit. They lowered it a little bit. Yeah, it took a little dip in the middle and then back up.
That was dumb.
Construction of the Mount Morris Dam at the north end of the park was begun in 1948 by the United States Army Corps of Engineers and completed in 1954. The Mount Morris Dam is the largest flood control device of its kind east of the Mississippi River.
There's some bragging rights.
Yeah. The dam proved its worth during the flood of 1972, saving thousands of acres of farmland and the city of Rochester from flooding.
Thank you.
So, yes.
Thank
you. Great job. Attendance hit a major milestone as Letchworth State Park exceeded 1 million visitors just last year, and that compares with just over 975,000 visitors in 2023.
No, we're growing.
So, keeps going up.
It is beautiful down there. It really is. It's so close to Rochester. Yeah, I know. It's a real quick drive.
It's not bad.
No, about 45 minutes or so. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Letchworth State Park, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we would play The River is Wide there at Letchworth State Park by The Grassroots.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, those are The Grassroots, and The River is Wide, the name of the record. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Letchworth State Park.
Yes.
Because it was just named the best state park in the entire nation.
You bet. Better believe
USA
it.
Today.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Go.
All right. The largest waterfall in Letchworth State Park is 107 feet tall.
The park was once home to the longest and tallest wooden bridge in the world.
And over a million people visited Letchworth last year.
There you go. There you go. Pretty cool state park.
Yes.
And so try to get down there if you're listening and you haven't been down in a while.
Yeah.
And not that it changes a whole lot.
No.
But every time I go down, and I went to college down there, so we would go, you know, more frequently when I was down there. But every time you go, you forget just how beautiful it is, mm-hmm. how magnificent it is.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that it's so close to home.
Yeah, it is.
And I heard you and Chuck Kelly talking this morning about the Adirondacks.
Yes.
I think Chuck said he'd never been to the Adirondacks.
Yeah, I think he did say that.
And he said because it's they often take, whenever they go on trips, they go further away.
Right.
And oftentimes when things are close by, whether it's the Adirondacks or Letchworth, you don't think about it. Same with Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Right down the street.
That's right.
Folks want to learn more about Letchworth State Park. Where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can watch this unfold every day at 410 live on Facebook, as well as listen on the radio. And you can catch the archives. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner channel. You'll find the entire archives up there. You can learn everything about everything.
Yes.
That you've presented on Wikipedia with pictures to boot. That's it. Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, yes.
Wednesday feels like a Tuesday tomorrow. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, Starship, Neil Diamond, and more of your favorites on the way on Legends 102.7.